Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
But my name is Franklin. I'm a member here at Impact. And yeah, we're going to transition into our GO time, which stands for our Global Outreach Time. It talks about, so we're here to talk about what Impact is doing globally and locally, you know, because it's a time where everybody gets to hear what's going on in the church because, you know, as we go through our lives, working and stuff like that, school and everything, you may not know what's going on. And today we are having a special day because we're actually going to talk about our worship serve team. Yeah, so basically, for some of you that don't know what's going on, Wes is going to tell us a little bit about what worship team does and do and what it is. And yeah. You know, it's kind of weird because I got to turn around.
I know, it's a weird thing. Franklin's like, hey, we're doing this today. I'm like, hey, we're just going to stay on the stage because we have one more song. Anyway, yeah, the worship serve team. So as if you've been coming to Impact anytime, you know that we don't have committees or anything like that. We have serve teams. And those serve teams allow us as a church to partner and do ministry in different areas, places that we get to serve based on what you have, based on how the Lord's gifted you. But it also because we recognize that when God calls us to the church, he calls us to be a part of his body, and that also looks like serving. So the worship serve team exists, and it works to lead the church in worship, which is a pretty big responsibility. It's a big deal, because the thing that we want to do is actually to be as not noticed as possible, because we want to help lead in music or lead in ways that allow you to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Some of the things that we like to say, though, is that one of the things that we do as a worship team is that we sing for those who can't. Because we know that around the world today that there are Christians gathering in places that can't lift their voice in song. They have to whisper because out of fear of being persecuted, fear of being caught. So we sing for them. And we also sing for the people today who come and they hear the music and they hear the songs and they're like, I can't say that. I can't sing that today. My soul isn't there. And so we recognize like, hey, we can sing for you. And we hopefully can get out of the way so that you can worship the Lord. So it looks like music, it looks like singing, it looks like playing an instrument, but it can also look like other ways. There are other creative outlets that we try to do throughout the year to allow you to worship in different ways.
That's awesome. Yeah, and that's a great point about our brothers and sisters across the world that can't sing. I remember a story where they left and had a conference and they were so joyful that they were able to sing. Mm-hmm. Because they can't in their country. So how does being on the worship team, you know, how does that spread the gospel, make disciples, stuff like that?
Absolutely. So we recognize that everything we do at Impact Church is about making disciples. And so one of the things that we get to do is kind of cool because every Sunday we get to disciple you. Because the songs that we sing here on Sunday are the songs you carry with you through the week. And so I don't know if you've noticed, you get in the car after church on a Sunday and you start humming to the song that you just sang. And we know that. We recognize it. So that's why we choose songs very carefully to help lead you to the throne. So there's that. But I also think that one of the things that we do is that we also make sure that the songs that we choose, the songs that we sing, point you to Jesus. We don't want to sing anything that gets in the way of your relationship with the Lord or that gives you a false idea of who Jesus is. We want it to be true. We want it to be something that you carry with you. And one of the ways that we disciple each other is as we practice, as we go to jam sessions once a month, as we play and practice and encourage each other, we're constantly talking about how these songs point us back to Jesus. We ask each other that question, and we read scripture with each other, and we pray with each other, because we know that we have to be in a space where we can lead in worship before we can ever take you in worship too.
That's awesome. So how do we get involved?
Yeah. So if this is something that you like, I never want you to think, like, even if you see five or six people up here, we never want anybody to think, oh man, they're already full. They don't need us. No, we do. We absolutely need you. And if you are musically inclined in any way or just want to sing or worship, like, know that there's a place for you. I'm not begging for you, but I just want you to know there's a place for you. What that looks like, though, is we have a practice once a month called Jam Session. Normally we schedule it for a Thursday, but sometimes Friday or Saturday, depending on people's schedule, where we gather and we practice and we play and we work through music. And then we just kind of show up on a Sunday and make this thing happen. There's a few details I'm skipping over, but there's some logistical things that we do. But if you want to be a part and you feel like this is a part that the Lord's calling you to, you can talk to me. You can talk to anybody on the worship team. You can talk to Gavin. Gavin's not here today. He's sick. But you can talk to anybody on the worship team. We'd love to get you involved.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the cool part is I know Gavin's even helped people that weren't musically inclined to get there.
Absolutely.
So it's something that if you're even thinking about it, because it's a desire, but you don't know exactly what to do yet, I would still suggest reach out to Gavin and reach out to our Next Steps team, and they can get you connected, because you know, if God wants you to use your gifts, you know, let him use them. So let me pray for the worship team, and then we'll continue in worship.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG, or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.